We are talking to the lovely Sarah, who is the head of the junior section of Croydon High School. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Jamie and Amanda. Lovely to be talking to you.
And you. Now, you've come up, I think, with a really sweet, innovative idea for January. Talk to us about it.
So we came up with this idea actually before Christmas, but it's sort of even more apt now. The idea of Jolly January. So the idea of celebrating January and making it something positive rather than just something we kind of have to get through in a post lull.
Yeah.
We thought that was probably going to be well appreciated. And so what we have done is we've taken each week in January and we've given it a theme. And then going along with that are kind of activities or sort of tasks and little some kind of more serious than others to sort of keep people positive, particularly obviously aimed at our girls and in our school community. But the idea is that over the next couple of weeks, actually, we're going to be looking kind of more widely and looking out to our local community and actually even wider as well, and just trying to share a little bit.
Brilliant.
When you say themes, what kind of things do you mean?
So the first week's theme was laughing. We thought we'd start with a really kind of obvious one. We started with laughing and we asked the girls to come up with their best jokes. Really, just as a kind of, as I say, as a light-hearted start. And so in classes, they're performing their jokes to each other. And then we'll come up with our favourites. Each class will vote for their favourite. We'll come up with sort of a list of our favourite jokes that we can kind of published to the school community, and so those have been kind of just this week, really. They've been doing that in classes, which has been great.
Brilliant. And what can we expect in the coming weeks that sort of branch out into the community, like you mentioned?
Yeah, so then next week, I've actually just launched today to the girls today. Our next theme is connecting. So talking, thinking about other people and making connections with people. And particularly at the moment, obviously, how perhaps they might usually stay in touch with people, you know, that may not be possible. And so then some sort of thinking more widely about people who perhaps don't have as many of those connections as them. And so we are thinking about our local community this week, and the girls will be, over the course of the week, either coming up with making a card, drawing a picture or painting a picture, depending on their age, or writing a letter to somebody, either in a care home or residential home, something like that in our community.
Oh.
And then we will deliver them. We'll have bundle up packs of them and take them out to some of our kind of local.
That's such a lovely idea. I love it.
And just one final question, Sarah, whilst we've got you here. As a head teacher, what a lot of parents struggling with homeschooling at the moment, what advice would you give to, just asking for a friend.
Yeah, don't say gin, because I'm on dry January.
I think, do you know what? I think the most important thing for all of us at this point, and this accounts entirely for homeschooling as well, is be kind to yourself. Be realistic. And we've said to parents that in the past, if you have to adapt things, if things have to be sort of, you know, it might come to a point in the day where you go, do you know what? We've done maths, we've done English, that's great, but actually we're gonna take a bit of a break and then we'll come back to this later. I think just be kind.
And I like that. Hey, pressure's off, folks. It's official. It's official. Sarah, it's been lovely catching up with you this morning. Send our best to all the kids, won't you?
I will do. You take care.
Sarah is the head teacher of the juniors at Croydon High School. It's 9:30 on